Hey, VoiceTubers, how's it going? Welcome to another day's pronunciation challenge with Winnie, and it's an awesome day for a pronunciation challenge. Today's video is Don't Judge a Book by Its Cover, story time. The video today sends a pretty important message. Don't judge a book by its cover, which I have a confession to make, is that I always judge people. I'm really sorry, but it just happens naturally because people are more indifferent now than it was before. And because of the busy life I have and all the things I have to do, I am sometimes irritated by people easily, and I don't think about others enough. Winnie is sorry, and Winnie promises to change. Let's watch this video together and think about what we could do to change our attitude. But before that, let's do what we always do, check out our sentence of the day. It was then that I realized this guy wasn't putting stuff on my seat to annoy me. He was saving me the seat every morning. And this whole time, he saw me as a friend, but I was too busy thinking about myself to take him into consideration. It was then that I realized this guy wasn't putting stuff on my seat to annoy me. He was saving me the seat every morning, and this whole time he saw me as a friend, but I was too busy thinking about myself to take him into consideration. 好的，那我们应听众的要求呢，今天 Winnie 老师来跟大家讲一些小小的 tips， 让你在念这个可以更顺利一点。那我们直接先来看第一句。第一句我觉得比较难念的部分应该是就是 I realized this guy wasn't putting stuff on my seat 那一段，就是 I realized， 因为它后面有 ed， 因为 z 跟 ed 加起来真的会比较难念一点，然后再加上第二个字后面又是接 this th 发音的，所以我建议你们在这边念到 realize 的时候呢，你们可以那边多一个顿点，然后这个音的时候就可以稍微再重一点，就是 realized 那边顿，然后下一个接的字你稍微重一点，像这样子。It was then that I realized this guy wasn't putting stuff on my seat. 这样子呢，就是你顿点之后，然后后面那个音再加重，这样子你会比较好念。好，再来，那一样这一句的后面 ，seat to annoy me, putting stuff on my seat to annoy me. 那 seat 跟 to 他们最后一个字跟第一个字他们都是 t 嘛，所以你就可以把它合在一起，就会把它念成 my seat to annoy me。你就不用把它断开，像 seat to annoy me 讲这么这么慢这么清楚，所以如果你想要讲的更像外国人一点的话，这两个字可以合在一起。好，那我就再念一次哦，照我刚那样子讲的一个念法。 It was then that I realized this guy wasn't putting stuff on my seat to annoy me。 哦，那顺便补充一下，中间那个 putting 那边其实我们可以不用把它念那么清楚，因为在念快的时候呢，我们的那个 TT 合起来它就会变成有点像顶的这种感觉。我直接念一次给你听， putting putting 就是有点像我们在讲布丁那个 PUDDING 那样子的感觉，所以你就把它念快一点就会变 putting， 这样子对大家来讲会比较容易一点。好，接着再看下一句，下一句是 He was saving me the seat every morning。 那你们直接一样看到 was 跟 saving， 那 was 他这边念分开念的时候，他的那个 S 会念的比较像 Z， 可是你这边在念的时候呢，因为 was 跟 saving 他前面都是最后一个跟前面都是 S， 所以你直接把它合在一起就会变成 He was saving meHe was saving me， 所以就是很像你的那个 was， 只有念到前面两个字母的发音 were， 然后就会变成 saving， 就是变成加在一起了 was saving me， 这样就是会念起来比较顺。好，接着我们来看一下跳到比较后面了，就是take him into consideration。 这边的 take him into consideration 呢，你这边一样可以把它合在一起， take him你们就直接把那个 h 拿掉，就会变成 take him into consideration。 好，再听一次哦， take him into consideration。 这样子的话希望有帮助到大家，因为应观众要求，好像很多人希望说可以多 focus 在发音的这个方面，所以今天给大家这些 tips。 Alright, and it's time for our vocabulary。 首先第一个单字我们来看到 realize， realize 它的重音会摆在前面，所以你会说 realize。好，它的意思呢是明白、认识到、意识到，它是一个动词。那这个意思呢，就是在影片中的意思。好，那我们直接先来看一个例句吼。 I didn't realize I forgot my wallet until I was buying coffee. 我没有意识到我忘了带我的皮夹，直到我在买咖啡。好，那另外呢，还有一个解释，它是实现的意思，就是其实这个是蛮常用的字啦，最常用的话就是实现梦想。我们英文叫做 realize your dreams。Realize your dreams. Realize 就是比如说前面那个 real 嘛，对不对？那我们希望我们的梦想成真， realize 就是我们让它成真。 Alright, 我们来看下一个单字 seat. Seat 这个是座位、座椅的意思，那它是一个名词。那大家一定要注意哈，中间这个 ea 你一定要发长长的 e， 你不要说 sit。 Sit 跟 seat 就是不一样的意思咯。Sit 就是坐下的意思。好，那我们直接来看一下这个例句。Did you save me a seat like I asked you to? Did you save me a seat like I asked you to? 意思就是你有没有应我的要求帮我留个位置。Like I asked you to 就是应我的要求。Did you add sugar in my coffee like I asked you to? 哎，你有没有在我的咖啡里面加点糖啊？就是应我的要求这样子。哎，这个例句听起来有点可怜啊，像边缘人还要要求别人帮自己留位置，有点惨。Alright, 那来补充一下我们常见的一些跟 seat 有关的单字。比如说我们儿童安全汽车座椅哈，有小孩然后有开车的都知道，如果你的小朋友年纪还小的话就会需要这个。这个就叫做 car seat。Car seat, 这也是蛮常见，可以把它记下来，在国外都一定要有 car seat。好，那再来看一下 seat belt。 Seat belt， seat belt 就是安全带的意思。那以前台湾好像没有特别规定说后座的人要系上安全带，好像只有前座的要，但现在好像上高速公路都是要的。那以前我们在国外的时候都是不管怎么样你一定要每个人都要把安全带系上。 Alright， 我们再来看下一个单字 annoy。 Annoy Annoy 呢，它是一个动词，就是烦扰、打搅、使烦恼。哇，这几个字，非常的绕口。然后 annoy 这个字呢，是我蛮常用的一个字啦。基本上呢，就是你让人家觉得很烦，你就是在 annoy 别人。那我们直接来看一下这个例句哈。Tina really annoyed me in class this morning. 今天早上在课堂上 ，Tina 真的让我觉得很烦欸。好，那既然讲到 annoy 呢，我们就要来讲到它的形容词，它。这个意思是讨厌的、恼人的意思。这个字非常好用，大家可以记起来，叫做 annoying。annoying。好，我们直接来看个例句。The noise of a construction site in the early morning is the most annoying thing. 早晨工地传来的噪音是最恼人的一件事。这句话真的是讲出我的心坎里哦。我家附近常常施工在盖捷运，然后楼下又是市场，真的非常吵，每天都在乒乒蹦蹦。Alright, 来看最后一个，我们这是一个 phrase, 它叫做 take something or somebody into consideration. Take something or somebody into consideration. 就是你可以把某人或某事纳入考量。那我们直接来看哦。The price seems to be fairly cheap.But you have to take its durability into consideration. 虽然它的价钱看起来很低，但你应该把它的耐用性也纳入考量。Alright, 我们直接来看它这个 fairly cheap. Fairly 就是它看起来相当的便宜。Fairly. 好，那再来这个句子里面还有一个字叫 durability. Durability.这就是耐用性。比如说你今天有一个水壶，那你可能用了好几年了，它非常耐用。那它的这个意思就是 It is very durable. The water bottle is very durable. Alright guys, that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. Tell me what you think about the little tips on how you can improve your speaking. And make sure to leave a comment and a recording because that makes me very happy. And I will see you next time.